Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
What did anybody ever learn from a Belichick presser before or after a game?
Or in the case of Greg Popovich, the highly triggered righteous coach.
Is it just me or are you tired of his act? I was sick of Greg Popovich.
I was tired of it years ago.
Okay, I have been for a while, but just if I see him on the screen, it's like click, moving on.
Well, yeah, and as someone pointed out to me, he said, "What makes this guy happy ever? When is this guy ever in a lighthearted mood? He is always such a major prick."
Yeah, almost makes you root against him. Oh wait, I do. So yeah, I can't exactly do anything more than what I'm doing. He's a good coach, though. I guess you get to do that if you're a good coach.
Here's your Pop gives stupid questions, appropriate answers after game one. Oh, wait a minute. That's the other way around. Oh, here we go. Okay. Don't worry, it's just another
USA
ad.
AARP?
Boy, AARP. Man, I'm only 49. I've got a ways to go before getting this AARP.
When do you qualify for AARP? 50?
That was 65.
No.
You can join anytime you want.
Okay, what do you want? I'm so tired of this.
Well, that's funny because we're tired of you.
We're tired of you. Yeah. You're tired of us. Let's all go home.
What went wrong for you guys tonight?
What went wrong for us?
Yeah, this afternoon. Sorry, I lost my...
They played better than we did.
Okay, stop. He's a coach, right? He's supposed to look at games and analyze what happened and come back with a winning strategy or a way to defeat this team that just beat him, right?
That's his job.
But he dismisses that question being asked like it's just a simple answer.
Now, when he says, "I'm tired of this," you mean he's tired of the reporters or he's tired of his team losing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Coach, you started Danny Green basically on Kevin.
First of all, these reporters do suck. I mean, seriously, you suck, bro. Like, you can't get a...
Maybe they're like that because they know he's going to be...
So what? Deliver your question. Pretend like you are on the air and you must deliver a concise, direct question.
Fair enough.
Coach, you had Danny Green on Kevin Love. Kevin Durant. You had Danny Green on Kevin Durant.
What's your question?
Easy, Brian. I'm riffing here, okay? I didn't have all game to think of my one question, okay?
What do you do if you have a great question and the guy right before you asks the same one?
Coach, could you pick somebody else? Come back to me.
And then it's your turn.
Like here you could say, Coach, you had Danny Green on Kevin Durant. Did you think you could play him the whole game before you had to pull him off? There.
Green, basically on Kevin. Did that work very well?
Did you watch the game?
Yes.
Ooh. What do you think?
Didn't.
It didn't work very well. So we'll have Danny grow 4 or 5 inches by Monday night. Tell him to jump higher and move quicker.
Okay.
And we'll tell Kevin, don't be so good.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, hold on a second. The follow-up would be, but you knew he was 6 inches shorter.
Aha.
And you knew he wasn't
that
as
would
good
not be my
as Danny Green. So why say, did you
I would say,
do
how
that?
Are you going to get him to grow 5 inches? Can you do that?
You want to keep having – if you want to get crazy, let's get crazy.
I would take him seriously.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Do you have a formula for that? Do you have a potion?
Are you going to stretch his whole body?
Do you have
just
a
his
rack?
Neck?
That's going to cause some real damage, Coach.
And wow. You're going to have him run faster? Why don't you just have him run faster all the time then?
Yes. Every game.
Yes.
Were you surprised by the starting lineup that Steve put out there? And was the tone of this game, was it set from the beginning?
Hold on.
The tone of the game is.
The tone was set by the tone was set at the beginning of the game. And the tone was C minor.
I would go, Coach, are you sad that you made a decision that was the wrong decision when
it didn't work out when you should have done the exact opposite?
And any other decision would have been better than the one you made?
I need that soundbite, man. That's my favorite.
You going to keep doing that, or are you going to work on making better
decisions? I would have done something else, Coach, because that didn't work.
Which is what I would have done.
That old Saturday Night Live bit.
Yeah. No, we weren't surprised, but the second part of your question is a good one in the sense that they looked, you know, they had more grunt. They had more physicality.
Grunt. Coach, what's grunt?
First quarter, we looked like deer in the headlights. Very disappointing.
I wouldn't ask him about grunt because he sounds like he's warming up a little bit now, and maybe he wants to talk. He's, you know, okay, now maybe we can get some answers out of him. So I wouldn't go that direction now.
Coach, do you blame yourself for this loss? I'll hang up and answer. I'll hang up and listen off the air.
I thought we were very prepared physically and mentally, but I was mistaken. As I said, we looked like deer in the headlights. The defense was really poor as far as following game plan of the first quarter, and it's a bad combination to play defense like that and not shoot at the other end. So that was the game.
Coach, I have a question. Tim Duncan carried you for years, right? And now you got not Kyrie Irving. Who's his guy? Who's his main guy?
What's your question?
LaMarcus Aldridge is his main guy.
Yeah. And LaMarcus just can't really get it done for you now. Is that pretty much an accurate statement? I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
Right.
Right there. We need to have a couple of people play better, but that's a different deal. You know, players have to play well. But I'm just talking about the general setting of the game.
Listen to that gaping silence of terrified little reporters. Oh, I don't want to ask a question. There must be 30 people in that room who get paid money to cover a bouncy ball game and to ask a question. No coach has ever murdered a reporter in cold blood after a presser and been acquitted. There's no reason to be terrified like this.
And been acquitted. So they have been murdered in pressers?
Listen to this.
You put Rudy Gay in to start the second half there. How did you think that worked as far as a change? And is that something
you
go to?
You know, he's somebody that can, you know, they have to guard. We've got a few players that they don't guard, which makes it very difficult.
So he's finally warming up there. But his halftime interviews are also comically annoying and stupid and condescending. And that's just the way he rolls. And the media, if they wanted to, could bury him. But they don't for some reason. Now, granted, he wins a lot or has won a lot.
He has won a lot.
But there's a thing going on now with their star player, Brian. I'm not sure you're aware of this. Kawhi Leonard, who has been out for pretty much the entire season with a quad injury. And he is rehabilitating it now. And he is just not rejoining the team. The team thinks that he could play through it. But Kawhi's like, I'm not right. And his own medical team, as Popovich calls it, you know, you have to ask his guys. They say he's not ready to play. And they have been trying to convince Kawhi Leonard, the Spurs have, to come back and rejoin the team because they need him if they're going to do anything in the playoffs. And there is a message board theory out there that, or not theory, but there's a sort of a message board what if. What if Kawhi Leonard is a closet Republican who cannot stand Greg Popovich and cannot stand playing for him, and this is his way out of town by just shutting himself down to go?
You know more about it than I do.
He's got his own team of doctors that overrule the team guys?
Apparently.
How does that work exactly?
Yeah, I didn't know that could happen.
Well, this is not Russia, Danny. You can't force a guy to play basketball at knife point.
But you're under contract, and if the team doctors say it seems okay to me, I think we're good.
Well, you could always get a Dr. Nick Riviera.
Yeah.
That's okay to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Ultimately, the athlete, you assume, wants to play and wants to make his money, and so will then say, and if it is a legitimate injury that has some medical backing, and if he's got his own doctors that he's paying for that says, look, here's where the strain is, here's the MRI, here's the strength test we did on the elliptical the other day, and he's not ready to play. He does not want to risk further injury, because that's always the big thing.
Then I'll play the part of the Spurs doctor. I'm looking at it. I don't see it.
I tell you what. Well, you know what, Bob? That would be the first ever medical difference of opinion ever recorded in the history of man, where right. two doctors looked at the same thing and came to exactly opposite conclusions.
Sure.
I don't believe that crazy theory, because I would doubt that Kawhi Leonard would be some hardcore Republican or conservative, but he may be sick of Popovich. Not for the rants about gun control and Donald Trump and everything else, but he might just be sick of Popovich. Just like players in New England might be finally starting to get sick of Bill Belichick. There was an interview with Danny Amendola, now of the Miami Dolphins, who pretty much came out and said, I was pissed that Malcolm Butler was benched in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Saying, I'm out there putting my blood, sweat, and tears on the line to win a championship. I'm playing through injury. I'm risking concussion. And then there we are in the biggest game where one of our best players on defense is not playing for reasons nobody knows and explanations nobody are given. Didn't sit well with him. Gronk apparently is not going to show up for the vaunted voluntary team workout portion of the spring, which of course has now become a big headline every year in this springtime period. Ooh, who's showing up for the voluntary workouts or not? It's so silly. But in the case of players you know are not happy, like Gronk, this could be a sign that he too wants out.
Is he unhappy because he's... Well, he's not even trade bait anymore, right?
Bill Belichick is an a-hole. I mean, he's the best coach. He's the modern Lombardi, but players don't like him. They're sick of him. And if they've got a couple of rings like Gronk has... Would you rather be happy playing in your last 3 years in the league, or would you rather live with under a maniacal dictator?
He's the modern Lombardi, but Lombardi's players all loved him. I mean, they all...
While they played or afterwards?
I remember Herb Adderley saying, I thought about Vince Lombardi every day. I didn't think about my father every day, but I think about Vince Lombardi every day.
Okay.
So that's a good question. I don't know if it was afterward or it was part of being on the team. I'm sure guys that he didn't re-sign and stuff like that probably didn't think he was that great a guy.
Okay.
Guys that got traded.
All the marquee players, your Kramers and your Art Star, they're all talking about the team, you know, loving each other and loving the coach.
Fair enough. And as Jackie Moon said for the Flint Tropics, ELE, everybody love everybody. Had a sign in the locker room. Everybody love everybody.
That movie is way underrated.
Totally underrated. I saw a chunk of it the other night on Screen 3, and I was just laughing my ass off.
When he wrestles that bear at halftime.
How about when he tells the priest ref to suck his you-know-what, and then I'll murder your mother, and he gets kicked out of the game, and then immediately pivots to, what? What did I say? I didn't say anything. And the priest referee had to say, he repeated it. You said to blank your blank, and I will murder your mother.
I may have to get that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in the repertoire.
Yeah.
By the way, is Will Ferrell okay?
Yeah. According to all reports, he's okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But the thing is, he was dressed as Ron Burgundy when his SUV was struck yesterday.
Really?
He was on his way back from some deal.
A voter registration rally.
Yeah, that he went to as Ron Burgundy.
Oh, okay. Does he own that character? I guess he does.
I don't know.
You know that actors who played a certain character can't just go dress up in that character.
Clayton Moore couldn't go to appearances. Couldn't go around as the Lone Ranger, but he wore sunglasses.
He would go to grocery store openings without the mask. He would wear dark sunglasses instead because the studio sued him.
Hilarious.
Because they owned the character, so
they wouldn't let him go as a Lone Ranger, even though that's what he was known as.
I remember once we had booked for an interview the character who played Jackie Chiles in Seinfeld, and we're like, oh, we're going to get him to do some Jackie Chiles, and they're like, no, you can't do it. He could tell you about what it was like and his motivation for the character, but he couldn't do the character.
He couldn't do the voice.
Apparently not.
I cannot do the voice. I'm afraid I can't.
had that under lock and key. Oklahoma City 116, Utah 108. Box score, Brian. Houston 104, Minnesota 101.
That's very good.
Those series have opened up. Pacers demolish LeBron and the Cavaliers. Box score, Brian, 98-80.
It's no one expected that.
That's right.
So what?
LeBron and the Cavaliers are in a what, Bob? Tight spot.
Are they, or is this, and I'm using air quotes here, a wake-up call, Steve?
Wake-up call.
Right.
Coach, is this a wake-up call for your team? You know what? I'm starting to side with Greg Popovich now. I'm starting to think he's not a big enough hole to these to these reporters.
Was this a wake-up call for your team? Did they take the Pacers, I'm using air quotes again, too lightly?
Coach, will your team play harder, or will they continue to sleep their way through the playoffs?
Right. So you think you can score more baskets, or how's that going to work?
Coach, how would a few more baskets have worked out for you today?
That would have been nice.
That would have been super. Didn't have it. LeBron James had been 12-0 in first round game ones.
12-0?
Yeah.
Oh, that was like a stat of the day, and you didn't even flower it up.
Yeah, I know.
There must be a better one coming then, is my assumption, Brian.
Don't.
All right. The stat of the day with Steve.
Don't.
Wait a minute, what?
Don't count on that.
Wait a minute.
Behold! Let's go. Here we go. Come on. Don't make us wait anymore.
Do you have the stat?
Huh? No.
I'm not going to launch the music if you don't have the stat handy.
No, you're the guy who always drops those on us, that bomb on us.
Well, then you just gotta hang in there then.
Okay. All right, I'm waiting for it, though.
All right, you're any time now.
Will you be able to concentrate while you're
probably
waiting?
Probably not. I'll be so giddy
for
now.
For the stat
way
of the day.
Way too giddy.
Okay.
So what do you think? Is Cleveland in trouble, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. They were always going to be in trouble, and now they're really in trouble.
All year long I've said, don't worry, when the playoffs get here, Cleveland will be fine, and they open up.
Here we go. Sparkle up.
Of the day.
The Philadelphia 76ers, because they won their first round game big on Saturday night, have now won 17 games in a row. Did you know, Bob and Brian, the 17-game winning streak is the longest pro sports winning streak in the history of Philadelphia sports. Behold your stat. That's just one number. It's not much of a stat. Shut up. Stat of the day.